Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football coverage in town. You're home for the Washington Commanders, who are on a bye this weekend. In college, it's the Hokies and the Hoos, who will meet next Saturday for the Commonwealth Cup. On Sunday, they will reveal the time of that game. I think we'll find out this weekend. If it's for all the marbles, that will be the late game in the ACC. Virginia Tech at Virginia for the Commonwealth Cup. High school football, we had a caller who called in. AWOD, what is the 804 broadcast game of the week? Hokie Steve, Coach Gary Criswell, and Stubb will be on site at Thomas Dale. Manchester at Dale tonight for the 804 broadcast game of the week. Keep tuning in to 910 The Fan on Saturday night for VCU basketball, hosting Coppin State. But like I said, the Commanders are in a bye week right here. And, you know, these late bye weeks have been pretty much detrimental to the Commanders in my mind in the last few years. I don't really think the bye last year helped us as much as people said it did. I would like an earlier bye week. Now, there is a limit to this because I think like week four is probably too early for a bye week. But when you have the bye week this late in the season, it's a weird spot. We're already on a 6-game losing streak right now. You know, you get the week off, and it's like, if you're a player in that locker room, there's not much to get excited for the close of this season. You'd love to have a bye week and then have something to fight for after that. That's what's so disappointing about the loss to the Miami Dolphins, is it really does get rid of the fight that this team might show, because they're not eliminated yet, but they're going to be very, very soon. Not even going to show up in the hunt graphic at all this season. But every week on AWOD Radio, we give out the one NFL game that is absolutely worth your viewing time. Now, there's a ton of games. It feels like the NFL's on every single night. Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. You know, we've got Saturday games coming up in a few weeks when college football ends, and you just can't watch all of it. And if you're like me, I enjoy sitting on my couch for 4 or 5 hours straight, but then I got to get up and do something. I feel like I got to go throw the football or go for a walk or something and clear my head. I just can't be sitting on my butt all day. So we always give out one game that is absolutely worth your viewing pleasure. We call that the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week.
This is AWOD Certified Game of the Week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game!
Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
So look, we went through the slate on AWOD's picks, and there are just a couple of really good games, but the one that stands out to me most is the one where it involves a quarterback facing off against a team that completely revitalized his career. And I'm talking about the career of one Baker Mayfield, who played one game with the Rams 3 years ago at was an extremely low point for the quarterback. He was tossed out of Cleveland. He was tossed out of, Carolina. Ends up in L.A. and starts a game on a random night and performed well. And Baker Mayfield said, "It was a pivotal point in my career and in my journey. It helped me find the fun in football again." And I think Mayfield's going to be eager to show Sean McVay exactly what he got from that opportunity as his 6-4 Bucks visit the 8-2 L.A. Rams in what feels like could be an NFC championship game here this weekend. That is the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week. So, in case you missed it, Mayfield was claimed off of waivers by the Rams in December of 2022. Like, people don't realize that this is a Heisman Trophy winner and a number one overall pick, and was just thrown away, tossed away by Carolina. Cleveland didn't want him anymore. I mean, I told you guys, I heard a caller this week on a national radio show call in and complaining about how Cleveland got rid of Baker Mayfield and now they're in quarterback hell, and he thinks they're going to do the same thing with Shador Sanders. It is wild to look back and see how Cleveland botched the quarterback play so badly. You can even say the same thing about Minnesota, who had Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones on their roster. Sometimes it's not who your quarterback is, but the system he's playing in. And I think you got to credit Mayfield. He went Rams system with Sean McVay, gave him some life, some juice. And now I'm just blown away by the fact his time in Tampa, he has had three different offensive coordinators in 3 different years, and yet still successful every single year. Like, that just shows you. I did a segment 2 years ago how I thought Baker Mayfield was a NFL savant, a quarterback savant. Why? Because his teammates said that he came into the locker room at halftime and said he had dissected every audible that the defense was doing, and he broke it apart and had an awesome second half comeback. And he has been the king of the comeback, at least this season. That's how Tampa started their season. So I'm so impressed with Baker Mayfield, his fight, his grit. He's got 17 touchdowns to 3 interceptions this year. It feels like he's been screwed with injuries this year to a lot of his biggest playmakers, and yet it doesn't really set him back. Jalen McMillan on IR. Mike Evans on IR. Bucky Irving out. Amika Abuka, the impressive rookie, has been in and out. Chris Godwin has not been the same, and they're still winning football games. And last week, our certified game of the week was Bills-Bucks, and so I think it makes sense to put the Bucks back in it against the LA Rams, because that was a banger last week against the Bills. Buffalo just, was too much for them offensively. At the end of the day, will be a very interesting battle here against LA. And, what's so impressive about LA is the fact that there's really not a weakness for this team, right? They are top 5 in passing yards and probably have the best quarterback in the league the way he's playing this season in Matthew Stafford. They are scoring a ton of points. We know they can run the football with Kyron Williams. They've got a great running back, but also they have the number 2 defense in the league statistically right now, giving up just 17 points per game. So I think that's an interesting battle here for this one. Baker and the Bucs offense against that LA Rams defense that I think should be giving them more credit for some of their wins this season. But this is the certified game of the week in my mind. I think it will end up being a shootout, but it might start slow. And then, like that Bucks-Bills game, I think it will get going in the second half, and you'll see it be down the field, touchdown drive, ended up being a bit of a shootout here that I think really will go down to the wire, and I would not take the spread in this one because I think it will be within 7 points. That's the AWOD Radio Certified NFL Game of the Week, the Bucks against the LA Rams with playoff aspirations absolutely on the line. I mean, you look at Tampa here, and they feel like they're in a solid spot at number 4 here, but they are only holding a half-game lead on Carolina. And besides that, like, if they lose the division to Carolina, they might not be a playoff team because Detroit's still on the outside looking in. They'd have to jump over San Francisco, who's got 7 wins already. So this is a huge game for Tampa Bay. For L.A., you know, they are cruising, and they're looking like they might be the number one team in the NFC. But they have Seattle and San Francisco breathing right down their neck. So there's so much on the line with this game, what I think could be an NFC title game preview. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to 8 Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your app set. It's AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You can check out the podcast. Best of AWOD Radio is available for you on your ride home. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. New rule on Fridays we roll, broadcasting live from River City Rural here in Scott's Edition. We wanted to bring Michael Phillips back on the show, the Friday fun show with our friend Michael Phillips, because I had a story I wanted to tell him. Michael, hello. Thanks for joining us again.
Don't tell me. Hey, what's up?
So I am a big poker fan. You're a big poker fan. We went to Vegas for the Super Bowl. We played some cards. We went to New Orleans. We played some cards as well. And, you know, I don't usually like to brag about myself, but I feel like I'm pretty good. I know MP is good. I've seen him win some money before. And so last night, I went to a house game with one of my friends. When was the last time you went to a house game, Michael?
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute. That's the best way to go, though, because bring your own drinks, you know, create your own vibe. I'm a big fan.
Absolutely. I might have to invite MP next time because we had a ton of fun last night. The most annoying part of the house game, though, is keeping everyone from getting distracted. Like, I had to keep the game moving myself. Like, hey, check or bet. Hey, check or bet. Hello, hello, hello. So that part's annoying. But here's why I wanted to bring you on, all right? So number one, I need some poker breakdown from you with your knowledge. We were confused. How do you decide who wins when two people flop two pairs?
The same pairs or
no?
Like, oh, the higher pair. The higher.
That's
pair.
What so I had if, thought.
Yeah, if
my friend was
had,
trying to convince if, us that you add the numbers together. And I'm like, what? Think they do that in Vegas?
No, that's just completely and totally wrong. So I'm on Team AY's. Great to end the week with you on a positive note here. If you have kings and twos and the other person has nines and tens, There's no magical adding system where they get to win. Your Kings win.
Yeah, that's why I was confusing, because I had Jackson threes and he had tens and nines, and so he was like, "Yeah." But we ended up just splitting the pot because I just wanted to make it fair. I didn't want. He tried to bring out ChatGPT, and I was like, "Dude, let's just split the pot." And I can't be really talking smack.
Did ChatGPT back him up?
No, it backed me up.
Okay.
It did.
Okay.
And I can't really talk smack because at the end of the night, I did lose my $20 buy-in. But, you know, I had a couple of nice wins. And the funniest part of the night, all right? So, Michael, my buddy, he's played a few times, but he's still learning, all right? And I think the river card was a queen or something. And someone throws down a two pair. And so we're getting ready for him to collect when my buddy, who's still a rookie here, he throws down his cards, and I'm not joking, Michael. This is the words that came out of his mouth. Is this any good? I've got diamond, 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 diamond.
That's okay. Yeah, that'll play.
The way he said diamond five times, and we were all counting, because the funniest part is earlier in that game, he had lost a hand for throwing out four clubs thinking it was a flush. So this time he made sure, but it just... To see him flop and say, diamond, 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 was the funniest part of the night. It was so good.
That's better than, like, I got all red ones. What do I win? They're all red.
Yeah. I mean, I will never forget that moment. Diamond, 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 diamond. It was hilarious, dude.
Is this good? I don't know if I've got anything. You guys tell me. Do I have anything here? I don't know. I just fold, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you get good hands, and sometimes your friends deal you bad hands. That's what happened to me last night.
Hey, sometimes you run cold. It's a grinder's game. You gotta be ready to get back up next time and get after it. I mean, the most common rookie mistake is thinking your two pairs beat three of a kind, which they don't. So that's the one I see the most often.
Yeah, yeah. Also, when you hit a straight, but they have the higher straight, that's a killer.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. You know, you never see a straight flush, but obviously a straight flush beats a higher straight.
Yeah. My biggest score of the night was I won $15 on a full house. That might be the best feeling in poker. I know, like, you can beat a full house, but it feels like you win 98% of the time when you have a full house.
Oh, it's such a good feeling. Just bring those chips in. Yeah, I'll take those. Thank you. You guys are chumps. Let's go. We're rolling here. House game's fun too, because you know everybody at the table. Like, you know, you can smack talk a little bit more. Like, if you don't know the other people, it's hard to run your mouth, because then you might, like, start a fight or something stupid. But if you know the people, I'm running my mouth.
Yeah. My biggest problem last night, Michael, and you could give me some advice for this, I felt like I was chasing straights all night, and that's just a losing game, right? Like, the flop came out, and I had four in a row, and I knew I just needed a five or I needed a 10. Like, I had the middle three right there, right? And I never hit it. It felt like the whole night I'm chasing straights.
No, that's a brutal spot to be in, because you don't want to give it up either. Same if you've got, you know, four of a suit and there's one, you know, one card left to pull. You know what the odds are, and you know they're not good, but also, odds are you came this far. Like, it's hard to give up on it. You're making me antsy to get back on the table. I like this.
Dude, I'm going to bring you to the house game next time, because, you know, it hits different also when you have, like, a legit felt table, and that's what my buddy had.
The people at the real table, I mean, that is the good stuff right there. Yeah, you get, like, a drink holder there. I'll throw down for the whole night right there. Don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, MP, I appreciate you chiming in. You could take that diamond, 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 diamond story to your parties this weekend.
it's five cards that all have the little diamond logo on them. I don't know. I guess I fold. No, that is a phenomenal story. Nicely done, A-Wad.
That's MP on the mic. He can be heard Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Looks like we've got Brian on line one. Who wants to chime in here on AWOD Radio? What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, AWOD? First of all, I enjoy your show on The Fan in Richmond, and I also listen to you on your DC show on Saturday mornings whenever you're on up there, too, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Well. What'd you want to chime in about today?
Hey, I want to chime in about my Pittsburgh Steelers. How far do you think we'll go with the whole with Aaron Rodgers, and do you think it's time for Tomlin to be finished? He's done a lot for us, but it's like, what have you done for me lately? What is your opinion on the whole Tomlin thing and the whole Aaron Rodgers thing? How far do you think we'll go, and do you think we'll get farther into the playoffs than we have?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, and it feels like I'm answering this question all the time with Steelers fans, and I think you have to relate it to other teams in the league. Like for Washington, I would kill to be in the playoffs every year like Pittsburgh is. Now, I know you haven't had the playoff success.
You got lucky last year, too. You made it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
We made it, and we won a playoff game, and that felt so good. And for you guys, it feels like you've been in there, but you haven't been able to win it since Big Ben, or at least to win a game. And so, like, my take is I would take Tomlin, make the playoffs every year. You have to get in to give yourself a shot. I loved the move going out to get Aaron Rodgers. It felt like an all-in move because I think Tomlin feels like his back's against the wall and that he could get fired if they don't make the playoffs and win a game this season. And from what I've seen from them this year, I think they're going to get into the playoffs, and I don't think they're going to win a playoff game unless they really get a favorable matchup here. So maybe they can, you know, close the season out hot and try to get a home game. But I think it's going to be the same old story, unfortunately, for Pittsburgh fans. And then are you going to be saying you want Tomlin fired again?
No, I'm just going to go probably myself. I'll go along for the ride and see what's happening and just keep praying, you know, my friend?
Yeah, no. I'm with you, but hey there's
be good,
17
A1.
Weeks.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. There's 18
Thank
weeks.
You.
There's 17 games. I just like to see my team play an extra one, even if we lose in the playoffs. Making the playoffs is the most important thing every year. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for VCU basketball, and the Rams will return to the Stew on Saturday for a contest against Coppin State. It will be a 7:30 tip-off on a Saturday night in Richmond. If you can't make it to the Stew, you can listen to us here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I am looking forward to this one because I want to get that taste of defeat out of my mouth. We did enjoy that trip to Raleigh. It was a great basketball game, one I would have loved for the Rams to have won. And this is the tune-up game here before the trip to the Bahamas, where the Rams could face off against South Florida, Vanderbilt, maybe the Hokies in the finals. It's going to be an exciting few games here. They call that Feast Week every year. while thousands of us around the country are sitting at the table eating Thanksgiving food, the Rams will be playing basketball. And, you know, we made a Thanksgiving trip to Orlando a few years ago. We went to Charleston last year for the MTE. Just 1-2 records in the last few MTEs. And those are your big opportunity. It feels like with the Rams lost to Utah State and lost to NC State, I think they would have to win the MTE to put themselves back in the discussion. But once again, I think it's going to come down to winning the A-10 conference tournament. This league has taken it on the chin. You know, 10 years ago, this was a 6-bid league 1 year. 6 teams. Then it was a 5-bid league. Then it was a consistent 3-bid league. Now we've been looking at one freaking bid from the Atlantic 10. Because the SEC's got to get 13 teams in, right? That's got to happen every single year because it just means more, right? Baloney. You got to expand the field to help out the mid-majors. And I thought George Washington coach Chris Caputo had an epic rant this week in which he talked about how the P4 conferences just will not schedule the A-10. They won't schedule them. And so how do you play against these big teams? You either have to go to their building, like VCU did against NC State in what's now a home-and-home, or set up these weird neutral site contests that are one-offs, like VCU did against Utah State. That's how you get these opportunities, because it's becoming more and more unlikely that any of the P4 teams want to risk playing against an A-10 team, because it won't help you in the metrics, and it will hurt you if you lose. So Rams got to win this tune-up game against Coppin State, and then hopefully can get going with the win streak in the Bahamas. They've got 5 straight home games in non-com in December before the conference play starts December 31st against St. Bonaventure. What I like about what I've seen so far under Coach Martelli Jr., this team knows how to take a punch. Against Utah State, man, were they lightening up in the beginning of that game. And they extended their lead to 18 points. Rams came all the way back to tie it. Against NC State, they got punched in the mouth in that first half. At one point, I looked down on the box score. NC State was 6 of 8, not from the field, from 3-point range. They weren't missing. Eventually, they started to miss, and the Rams came all the way back once again to tie it and had so many opportunities to take the lead. And Coach Martelli Jr. said something after the game that I think is very interesting and Rams fans should be paying attention to. He believes they will win a game later this season because of the lessons they learned from this defeat against NC State. And I'm with him, because this team can certainly take a punch, and they battle back, and they've got this deep roster that, all right, our starters might be getting killed. You put in your second unit, I guarantee you our second unit is better than yours, because this team is so talented and so deep. And there are a few guys that are on the second unit that could be starting on other A-10 teams, or might even be starting on this team by the end of the season. Because the starting lineup, Nick Lewis, Brandon Jennings, Jadrian Tracy, Barry Evans, Lazar Djokovic is great, but I think Tyrell Ward could start. I think the way Terrence Hill Jr. is hitting his threes, you might have to question putting him into the starting lineup. Ahmad Noel, I love what he brings defensively. Could you go to a smaller lineup right there? It just, this team is really deep, and that's what I've liked from them so far this season. The deep roster, the fight that they've shown, and now it's all about taking care of business at home. A win over Wagner to start the season. A blowout victory over St. Peter's. Now it's Coppin State before the Rams hit the road to the Bahamas for this year's MTE multi-team event, which is basically, you know, your preseason tournament, and it will be preseason tournaments, MTEs around the country next week. It's the awesome time of the season to be a college basketball fan. And, you know, I was watching a couple of good college basketball games this week. There are a couple more good games tonight. You're going to have to check out the best game, I think, on Peacock. BYU is in the top 10 with maybe the number one player in the country in A.J. DeBonsta. BYU is the new Gonzaga of the West, in my mind, with the way they recruit and develop their guys. They've got Wisconsin, though, coming to their building. Wisconsin, number 23 in the country, and the Badgers have not lost a game yet this season. Cincinnati's 4-0. Louisville's 4-0. That game will be played at Heritage Bank Center in Cincinnati, Ohio tonight, ESPN2 for the Hoops Classic. And I do encourage people to check out Duke and UNC this year. They both have just an insane amount of talent. Did want to mention the Hokies and the Hoos here on a college basketball segment here. Virginia will be in the Greenbrier tip-off. If you follow them on social media, they're going to be tipping off against Northwestern tonight at 5 p.m. on CBS Sports Network from the ballroom, Colonial Hall, in West Virginia for the Greenbrier tip-off. That means you got to be ready to miss your three-point shots. The depth perception is going to be very difficult for these players in a ballroom. It's not like a normal basketball game. And so for the Hokies, I believe they are next on the court on, is it next Monday for Virginia Tech? I think they just played a game, so they might have a few days off here before their next game. Yeah, 5-0 Hokies don't play until they get to the Bahamas. That's because they beat Bryant the other night as Toby LaWall. LaWow is what you see on all the highlights. It feels like he has been lighting things up above the rim this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. That's how we like to close out the show, by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. On Fridays, we spotlight the biggest sporting events of the weekend. Virginia Tech hosting Miami in football. The JMU Dukes trying to keep their season alive against Washington State. We'll preview all the action going on this weekend, including the National Football League coming up next on game day. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Got a busy weekend here coming up in Richmond. I got some friends visiting town tonight, and they'll be going with me to VCU Coppin State tomorrow. And, of course, all right, Commanders don't play, but we got the bye week, which means I'll be watching Red Zone all Sunday. And tomorrow morning, I'll be live right here on 910 The Fan and 106.7 The Fan talking about how dreadful this Commander season has been. But every day on AWOD Radio is game day, and on Fridays we preview all of this weekend's action here on game day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day. Gang day.
All right, let's start with the game going on in Blacksburg tomorrow, 12 noon on ESPN, with a top 15 ranked team. The U, Miami Hurricanes, coming in to a sold-out Lane Stadium that's not just going to be filled with students and fans, but with future Virginia Tech football players. There'll be 30-plus recruits in the building. I'm sure James Franklin will probably run out the tunnel at the start of the third quarter to get everybody fired up. He's already talking about how he thinks they have the best entrance in college football. You know, if you haven't been to Blacksburg, enter Sandman, it's terrific. The team hasn't been very good, though, this season, and Miami's coming in desperate. They cannot lose this game. And so I do think Miami will definitely win this game. I would be interested in Virginia Tech plus 18.5. But this is going to be, I think, Carson Beck and Miami's weapons on the outside, probably too much for Virginia Tech to handle. I'll be keeping an eye on the running backs, Overton, Marcellus Hawkins for Virginia Tech, pieces that could be building blocks on James Franklin's team next season. And we already went through some of the biggest games that will affect the college football playoffs, and locally the biggest one in Harrisonburg, 1 p.m. on Saturday. Check it out on ESPN Plus. We had Dave Riggert, the voice of the Dukes, on yesterday. You can rewind on the Odyssey app or check out the podcast Best of AWOD Radio. Jeremy, this is going to be a big test for your boys. Washington State 5-5, but as everybody's noted, They stuck with Virginia, and they kept with Ole Miss. That one is impressive.
Yeah, that's the big one. This is going to be the prove-it game, the big one on the schedule. You talk about Coastal, you talk about potentially Southern Miss in the Sun Belt Championship game. That doesn't move me. This is the game that's going to put JMU in the playoffs or keep him out of it.
I'm with you there. What have you seen from Alonzo Barnett this season? It does seem like he's starting to get some momentum.
Yeah, he has these games where, like you see Josh Allen do in the NFL, he'll just go for 6 touchdowns. He's done it a couple times this season already. He just gets hot. He uses his legs a lot, and that's what's really impressive. He's got the ability to stretch the field deep, but this is a run-first team, and with Alonzo Barnett as that dual-threat quarterback, he always seems to break one a game. That's the one you're looking for to really open up the JMU offense. He's efficient underneath, and he can hit that deep shot as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been the perfect match with his running style and the number of running backs that they have. And, you know, the committee mentioned their defense, but we talked about the offense. Scored 63 against a good ODU team, 52 against Texas State, 35 against Marshall, 58 against Appalachian State. Absolutely a statement win. But, you know, although JMU's been really good this season, like I said, ODU is having a strong year and should be mentioned, you know, here in our breakdown. They are 7-3 now. They've won 3 straight. They're trying to get to 8-3 at Georgia Southern, who is one of the upper teams here in the Sun Belt. And so, although, of course, JMU is having the better season and did get the head-to-head win over ODU, they've got the bigger statement win in their blowout win over Virginia Tech. And I'll be interested to see if Ricky Ronnie leaves ODU to team up with James Franklin once again as the two work together at their previous stop. And of course, ODU has a talented quarterback in Colton Joseph. Is there a chance that he ends up in Blacksburg also? It just feels like Virginia Tech is going to start dominating the recruiting in the DMV under James Franklin. But ODU with a big game at Georgia Southern as they've had a really solid season this year. All right, so we're continuing here with game day. I did want to mention the amount of college hoops that are going on. We slightly mentioned it last segment, but I didn't even realize there's games being played right now in college basketball. A couple of good ones, too. Feast week begins next week, but this is kind of like the pre-feast week stuff. You got the Shriners Charleston Classic, Children's Charleston Classic, the one that we went to last year. Field's just not nearly as good this year, but Utah State has an early advantage on Tulane. In fact, they're about to win that game. Under 30 seconds left, they're up by 20. From the Greenbrier tip-off, the tournament that UVA will be playing in later today, South Carolina is 4-0, and they are trailing 3-1 Butler with about 3 minutes left in the half. And the Air Force Classic is being played right now. So it is the fun time of the season for college basketball fans. And you got day basketball. There's nothing better than that here on a Friday in my mind. Now let's get to the bet that we placed here on AWOD Radio this week. Michael Phillips has been drinking the Colts Kool-Aid. I'm kind of amazed by it, but I understand. He, at this point in the season, Michael goes by the records rather than the vibes. And for me, I think the vibes in Kansas City, even though they're 5-5, they still feel like they can win the Super Bowl. And this is a playoff game for Kansas City. Mark my words, this is a playoff game for Kansas City. They lose, they're eliminated. That's why I'm taking Kansas City, -2.5. Patrick Mahomes in his career has not lost 3 consecutive regular season games. Oh, but AWOD, he lost the Super Bowl and then the first 2 games to start the next season. That doesn't count. That's baloney. This just in, Daniel Jones, calf injury, will play. But he's not going to be himself. He will be hobbled by that calf injury. Let's check behind the glass. Michael Phillips is going to owe me breakfast. Will Jeremy have to pay up as well? I told you I would give you till the end of the day to change your mind.
Yeah, we'll see. That calf injury changes a lot. But if you're going on vibes here, the vibes seem the lowest it's been in Kansas City in a really long time. And the vibes are up. They are way up in Colts land over there. God, it's a real tough one. That injury really is the key swinger here. Do you get points in this bet? Is that part of it?
You would, but let me tell you this. So I understand what you're. I think you're talking about the national vibes, because I'm telling you, in the locker room in Indianapolis, there's no way Daniel Jones is walking in there swinging his you know what and saying we're going to win the Super Bowl. They think that this record is a fluke. They know that. We know that. Their head coach was on the hot seat last year. Are you freaking kidding me? This has got a Minnesota Vikings vibe written all over it. 8-2 is cool, but wait till you get to the postseason. This is a playoff game. That's why the Chiefs are going to win this one. They're so much better at home in Arrowhead. Everybody sleeps on how good their defense is. Spagnuolo will blitz, and Daniel Jones will not be able to avoid that pressure because of that calf injury. I'm going to take Michael's breakfast, and I'll take your lunch money if you want me to, Jeremy.
I think I got to stick with it. It's real close. I think I got to stick with my guns. I can't be switching up like that.
Yeah, no, I do like that. You gotta stick with your take and defend it till you die, or at least this week, defend it until you owe me tacos. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Lastly, did want to mention, Ovi scored a hat trick last night. Ovi's on a goal streak. The Caps are on a win streak, and they will get back onto the ice tomorrow night. And, of course, Caps games can be heard right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You'll hear me tomorrow morning right here on The Fan. It's a full day for AWOD, Saturday morning show, and then pregame coverage 6:45 for VCU against Coppin State. I'll be on the halftime show as well with Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby. Grant Danny coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.